President Biden wants to make it easier for people and repair shops to fix cell phones and appliances. Right now, mostly you have to let the manufacturer do it. Biden issued an executive order calling on the FTC to write regulations that would force manufacturers to change that policy. The right to repair, it's called. And here's NPR's Brian Naylor.
High-tech has become ubiquitous in our lives. Everything from tractors to toasters to what we used to call telephones are now built with microchips. But when these devices and machines are broken, your choices to repair them are pretty limited.
Anything that has a chip in it now, it's actually unusual, rare even, that you could have somebody help you fix those products other than the manufacturer.
That's Gay Gordon Byrne. She leads the Repair Association, which wants to make it easier for iPhone owners, farmers, and other consumers to get their products fixed. Consumer organizations like the U.S. Public Interest Research Group are behind the effort as well. Nathan Proctor is U.S. PIRG's Right to Repair campaign director.
Manufacturers won't make critical information, spare parts. They use software locking so that they lock out repairs with software. They won't let you access diagnostic features. This is all things that are included in what we're asking for manufacturers in the right to repair.
Of course, there are shops that offer some limited iPhone repairs. Chad Johansson runs a chain of iPhone repair shops in New Hampshire that replace things like cracked screens and dead batteries using parts from third-party manufacturers. He says Apple and other manufacturers don't want the competition.
It's Apple and the big guys trying to hold on to everything on their own. You know, they don't want to give up these repairs because people come in and instead of repairing the phone, they sell them a new one and say, oh, you should upgrade instead of fixing it for X amount of dollars.
And all of those upgrades and smartphone replacements cause another problem, says Nathan Proctor, e-waste.
It's way too much work to fix things. It should be way easier and cheaper, but it's expensive and difficult. And that's fueling our kind of disposability of technology. I mean, Americans dispose of 416,000 cell phones a day.
In their defense, manufacturers say allowing third parties access to people's devices could pose cybersecurity risks. And Apple says it has expanded the number of its authorized independent repair providers. Chad Johansson of New Hampshire iPhone Repair says consumers should still have more choices.
They can either do it themselves at home and have the tools and parts to do that. They can choose a small local business like myself and support local. Or they can go to the original equipment manufacturer and have it fixed, just like going to a dealership with a car. But again, right now, customers don't have those options and don't have the accessibility to fixing their own stuff. And if you can't fix it, do you really own it?
In a meeting yesterday, the FTC approved a statement saying it will devote more resources to combat illegal restrictions on repairs. That includes possibly suing manufacturers who threaten to void a device's warranty if it's taken to an independent repair shop. The agency will also scrutinize repair restrictions for violations of antitrust laws. Brian Naylor, NPR News.